Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English. Of course, part one today's show, which is...
Ah, yes. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idioms we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, if you're watching an action movie, maybe you will hear this. Get ready to meet your maker.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 meet your maker. 特别是我们看到的一些大片当中，有些人会说到这个词组 get ready to meet your maker, 就是说呢，你去死吧，或者说呢，你去见上帝。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is meet your match. So another meet your idiom. But today we are going to meet our match. M-A-T-C-H. Meet your match.
那么今天我们见到什么东西呢? Meet 什么东西呢? M-E-E-T 是什么? Match. M-A-T-C-H.这个 match 什么意思？那么今天我们知道这个 match 肯定是一个名词，可以当什么讲？这是今天要提出的一个问题，大家去想一想。Meet your match. Why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use meet someone's match?
Okay, great idea.
Okay, let's start.
Hey, Peter.You finally lost at ping pong yesterday. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of first time I lost this year.
Yeah, this year. But you know, to be honest, Peter, I was a little bit happy you lost. Because you're always beating me. You're always beating the other guys in the neighborhood. I'm glad you finally met your match.
Well, Sam, be honest, beating your guys like a piece of cake. I have no sense of achievement. So I'm happy to meet my match today. And it's a big challenge for me, so I'm ready for the challenge.
Yeah, well, who knows? Maybe we'll even get a little bit better. Well, even though you've met your match now, I hope you'll still play with me because you're like my best ping pong buddy.
No problems. Just give me a call when you want to play ping pong tennis later.
Okay, thanks.
那么刚才的对话我们提到了这个词组呢 meet someone's match 它的场景是什么呢今天呢我打乒乓球终于被别人击败了那么 Sam 说到说 Peter 这么长时间以来你乒乓球打得非常的好从来没有败过终于呢今天你败了一次我跟 Sam 说到说我也非常高兴因为这么长时间呢我终于被人打败了我终于棋逢对手我用到这个词组呢 meet my match同时呢我要跟 Sam 说到打败你们这些人呢对我来讲呢太容易了 piece of cake 对我来讲没有任何的一种成就感那么 Sam 问到说那么以后你还跟我玩吗我说没问题 Sam 因为呢我还想帮助你呢提高你的乒乓球的这个 skill 你的乒乓球的水平只要你愿意给我打电话我还愿意跟你一起玩没有问题 Sam
Okay, so meet your match that is someonewho is about the same level as you. So they could be as good or maybe even a little bit better than you. So it's a challenge for you.
Right. 那么我们用到这个词组的时候呢注意一下它的一些细节。如果说你遇到了一个人他的水平呢和你基本上相当旗鼓相当那略微呢比你好一丁点那么就可以用今天的这个词组 meet your match. Okay, so this is the end ofIdiom study, and now let's go to part two of today's Youth English, which is...
Okay, part two is Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, I have a quiz or question for you before we start today.
Okay, well, I think I'm ready for your little quiz.
So listen up.
Okay.
It is considered okay to belch.After a meal in which country? So we have three choices. Number one, Chile. Number two, Russia. Number three, India. So in which country belching is considered okay.
Well, if I had to guess one of those three countries, I would say maybe Russia.
Why Russia?
Well, Russia, I think they eat a lot of, like, potatoes and cabbage.
Right.
And cabbage really makes a person gassy.
Okay.
And then maybe if you drink some vodka or some beer, that would maybe make you more gassy. So I'm sure belching would be very common, and so must be acceptable in that country.
Well, it sounds to make a lot of sense. So for me, I would choose India. You know,
India?
Why?
No, why?
Because in India, they eat a lot of curries.
Oh.
Kind of a spicy food. And spicy food turn out to be something a little bit gassy, so people prefer to let out the air after the meal.
Okay, so we both think because of the food the countries prefer to eat, that's what makes them so gassy. It must be okay to burp there, right?
Right, so the burping or with the belching is associated with the food they eat.
Ah, yes, right.
那么这个测试的题目是什么呢？在下面三个国家当中，你认为哪一个国家是 OK 的？这个事情是 OK 的。什么事情呢？在你吃完饭之后呢，打嗝。我们知道呢，打嗝呢，有的时候呢，不是非常礼貌的一件事情。但是呢，不同的人、不同的区域、不同的国家对打嗝这件事情呢，有不同的一个理解。那么今天大家也想一想，这三个国家，第一个智利，第二个俄罗斯，第三个是印度，哪一个国家会认为打嗝呢是 no problem， 是大家能接受的？ Sam 的回答呢是 Russia， 是俄罗斯。我的答案呢是 India， 因为我们有不同的一个解答。 Sam 的解答是 Russian people have a lot of potatoes and cabbage and vodka， and my answer is like Indian people like spicy food like curries， so that's why these people are gassy people。
Yeah。But you know, well, in China, it seems like burping is usually okay.
Yeah, well, it depends on where you eat, or also the occasions. This is kind of formal occasions. Belching is not okay.
Right, so formal occasions, but I think in most circumstances, like with family, friends, burping is okay. It's not really considered, ooh, so gross, right?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Back in the United States, so what about the belching is okay?
Well, belching, we want to be careful. If we're with our guys, it's probably okay. But if a girl is around and we're at the dinner table, I think the girls will be pretty, we could say, grossed out or disgusted by the burping.
Right, 那么在中国呢，如果说饭后打一个嗝呢，一般情况下，如果说跟自己熟悉的朋友啊，或者家人呢，没有太大的问题。在美国呢，如果是朋友之间，特别是男士的朋友之间呢，也没有太大的问题。但是大家记住了，如果说一些男士和其他的女士一同就餐的时候，你一不小心 belch or burp， 那么就可能出现了问题，因为女士会认为你这个人太粗俗的一个人，会感觉到呢 gross out， 非常好的一个词组 grossed out， G R O S S out， 感觉到非常的恶心。觉得你这个人呢特别的可怕，是一个很粗野的人。
Okay. Right, so don't burp in public.
Right.
Only if you're with your friends.
Right, so if you go to the US, be careful before you burp.
Yes.
Before we share a story to our listener, now let's look at the vocab first.
Okay, for today's burp vocab, we have the first word, which is swallow. Swallow.S-W-A-L-L-O-W, swallow.
在我们讲为什么人们打嗝这个故事之前呢，首先我们看一看跟这篇文章相关的词汇。第一个单词呢是 swallow, 表示一个人吞下。
Hey, did you know, Peter, an interesting little fact or interesting little piece of information? Swallow is a verb, like we're talking about now, but it's also a kind of bird.
Really?
Yes, there's a small little bird called a swallow.
Right, 所以大家注意呢 swallow 这个单词呢，它作为动词来讲呢，是我们吞咽的这个动作 swallow something. 同时呢，这个 swallow 还有一个名词的意思，但是作为名词呢，跟我们说吞咽没有任何关系了，是一个 bird, 一种鸟类。
Okay, next we have the word digest. digest. D-I-G-E-S-T. Digest.
第二个单词的 digest 表示一个人的消化理解的一个动作 digest.
Yes, so we have our digestive system. That's our stomach. Well, even our tongue. Actually, we start digesting food in our mouth. So, all of that is our digestive system.
You're right. 那么身体呢有一个非常重要的部分叫Digestive system 是我们的消化系统。这个消化系统呢，并不一定只指我们的 stomach， 同时我们的嘴也是这个整个消化系统的一部分，因为它可以分泌的什么呢 ？Enzyme， 一些消化酶，
yeah.
从那儿开 ，starting from your mouth。
Yep, that's right. Okay, next we have the word we've been talking about,
right?
Which is burp, burp, B-U-R-P, burp.
第三个单词呢翻译成中文是打嗝的意思。那么我们知道打嗝呢有两个单词，一个呢是 belch, B-E-L-C-H。第二个单词呢是我们刚才讲到的这个动词是 burp。这两个单词呢翻译成中文都是打嗝。
Yes.Another interesting thing, in Chinese, there's one word for two different words we have in English.
Right.
So, for example, in English, we have the word burp, which is what we're talking about now, but we also have something called a hiccup.
Right, hiccup.
Yes, but in Chinese, the word is the same for both burp and hiccup.
Right, 那么说第三个表示说打嗝的英文单词呢叫 hiccup. So, could you spell hiccup first, please?
Okay, hiccup is H-I-C-C-U-P. Hiccup.
Okay, 所以今天我们总结一下打嗝呢有三个英文单词，第一个呢是 belch， 第二个呢是我们词汇表里面这个 burp， 第三个呢是 hiccup. So I know the hiccup also means a kind of a problem before you do something. You experience a little hiccup, right?
Oh, right. In the Western culture or Western vocabulary, with hiccup and burp is a little bit different. Because burp, well, we'll talk about why we burp, but a hiccup is kind of like a...
That very small one, right?
It's very small, and it's a little bit different. It seems like we can't stop sometimes. It's a problem that's going on in our body.
嗯哼，所以呢，今天我们提到了第三个单词呢 ，hiccup， 同时呢，可以用在我们在做事情的时候呢，之前或之后呢，出现了一定的小的问题，可以用今天这个 hiccup 来替代 problem.
Yes. Okay, next is the word seltzer. Seltzer.S-E-L-T-Z-E-R, seltzer.
Seltzer, 翻译成中文呢是苏打水。那么 I have a question, Sam. This is similar to soda water. Put in Chinese, seltzer is 苏打水. It seems same as soda in Chinese.
Well, soda usually has sugar and other flavors added to it. But soda water is just really water with gas.
Alright, so seltzer with something else in it.
Oh yes, soda is seltzer with something else in it. But seltzer and soda water are really the same thing. It's just water with gas.
Okay.
Okay, next we have gulp down. Two words. Gulp down. Gulp is G-U-L-P. Gulp down.
下一个词组是非常形象的一个词组，来形容我们吞咽的那个状态，表示我们非常饿的时候呢，我们会什么 gulp down， 大口的吞咽，能用这个词组非常形象 ，very vivid expressions.
Yes, that's right. And sometimes even when we're a little surprised or embarrassed, we say we gulp. So if you see something or hear something a little shocking, you go,
okay.
So we say that's a gulping sound.
Right, 同时呢当我们遇到一些令我们震惊或吃惊的事情的话呢也可以用这个单词 gulp.
Next is the word nasty. Nasty. N-A-S-T-Y. Nasty.
下一个单词 nasty 表示说可怕的讨厌的令人不愉快的一个什么什么东西是一个形容词 nasty.
Yeah, so you could use it in a lot of different areas.
Right, we could say nasty person.
Yeah, that person is nasty. Yeah, it means he's a dirty, just a gross person.
Smelly.
Smelly. And maybe even not just physically, but morally.
Morally.
So we could say a movie is nasty. There's just a lot of just immoral,
right.
I guess we could say, things in the movie.
Right. 它可以指人表示说令人特别讨厌的人。同时呢我们可以用的 nasty 这个词呢形容我们看过的电影看过的小说等等。
Yes. Okay, next is the word accumulate. Accumulate. A-C-C-U-M-U-L-A-T-E. Accumulate.
下一个动词 accumulate 表示说积累、堆积的意思 accumulate.
Yes, so sometimes we accumulate too much stuff.
Fat, cholesterol, rubbish in our body. We need to get rid of them.
Right, so we can accumulate things in our body, but also maybe in our house as well.
Right.
Okay, lastly, we have the word ulcer. Ulcer. U-L-C-E-R. Ulcer.
今天最后一个单词 ulcer 翻译成中文是溃疡。注意啊，它的发音不是 author。那么 author 呢是作者。
Yeah, a little bit similar. You have ah, which is like ah, ah, ah sound. This is an all, all, all sound.
Right,
so that's
smaller.
Yeah, you have an a, ah, and you have the u, the all.
Right.
So similar, but definitely different.
Right, okay. So 今天讲到的这个词呢是 ulcer, 翻译成中文是溃疡。这个溃疡呢它可以指我们的 in our mouth, 嘴的溃疡是非常痛苦的一件事情。同时呢也可以指我们的 stomach。胃里面的溃疡更加的痛苦。
Yeah, very painful.
Right. Well, Sam, the story time. Why people burp or belch?
Okay, here we go. When we eat or drink, we also tend to swallow air. When the food gets digested, this air gets pushed out back through the stomach. This release of gas often comes...with a not-so-cool sound called a burp. So, in essence, burping is a very important function of body, wherein it tries to expel the unwanted air or gases from the body. Burping is also known as belching. People tend to burp more when they eat or drink gas-rich foods like seltzer or soda.The gas from such drinks releases out quickly as we gulp down our bottle of cold drink. If you tend to eat your food fast, then the chances are that you burp more often than others, because you tend to swallow a lot of air along with your food as you scarf it down. Burping does not cause any pain or problem in adults, but for children it can get nasty since they cannot burp on their own.If you do not get the infant burped after feeding him, the chances are that the air will accumulate in his stomach and will cause him pain, resulting in painful cries. That's why it is always a good idea to get a child burped after each feed. Some people tend to burp more than others because either they eat their food too fast or they are on some medication, which causes more gas as a side effect, or...because their body has the tendency to produce more gas than others. Sometimes excessive burping can also be a sign of some health trouble like stomach ulcers.
Okay, thank you. So I finally got why people burp.
Yeah, well, there can be a couple different explanations, right?
Right, let's look at the beginning of the passage. So we actually drink and eat, or we use swallow some air.Into our stomach.
Yes, that's right. Of course, we have to open our mouths, put the food in, so air gets in there and then goes down our stomach with the rest of the food.
Right, so another factor is after the food we eat are digested, so it kind of releases some air as well.
Right, so as the air is going into your stomach and more, it starts accumulating...And so burping is really just a natural way for our body to get rid of the excess or the air that's just too much in there.
首先我们看看打嗝的这个气儿从哪儿来的。首先我们吃东西或喝东西的时候呢我们会吞进一部分的 air, 用一个单词呢 swallow some air, 进入到我们的 stomach。同时呢当我们的食物在消化完之后气感比较强的食物消化完之后呢会形成一定的 gas 比如说我们提到了 bean 黄豆等等一些豆类的食物它们消化完之后呢会形成大量的 gas 那么这些气体呢需要一个 channel to get out 那么通过一个方式就今天我们提到了什么这个 burp 或者是 belch 那么刚才 Sam 讲到了说这个 burping是一个非常重要的身体的一个 function. It's a very important function of our body.
Yes.
同时呢，文章提到了说，打嗝这个声音呢，不是一个非常 a beautiful sound。他提到了一个词呢 ，not so cool sound。
Yeah，
非常的不是很文雅的一个声音。
Burping is just a natural way for the body to get rid of this excess gas.
Right.
But you know, some foods like beans, but also something even worse is soda or seltzer. So not only are we taking in air, but then there's a lot of air inside this drink.
Right. 有的时候我们选择的一些饮料，比如说提到了苏打水，它是一个富含气体的饮料。那么大家都有这种经历。一旦喝不好之后呢，我们的整个的胃像一个气球一样充满了这个气体 ，like a balloon, right?
Right.
After you drink too much soda water, or maybe some Coke,
anything with soda or seltzer and is really bad, we call that gas rich.
Right. 那么这种饮料呢，叫做 gas rich drink.
Yes. So eating gas rich food or drinks can affect how much we burp.But also the way we eat.、
Mm-hmm.
Some people eat very slowly, so they don't consume as much air. But if you eat fast, you really gulp down the food or scarf down the food, that will increase your chances of burping as well.
另外一些朋友注意了，如果说你吃饭的速度过快，用一个单词呢叫 swallow 或是 gulp down, 那我们身体呢会进入大量的气体，那么这种气体呢会增加你打嗝的次数，如果想避免打嗝的话呢，尽量要细嚼慢咽。
Okay, so the article mentions another one. It's the same as eat fast, gulp down. It uses scarf down. So it sounds like the thing you wear around your neck in the winter, but here, of course, it's not that. It just means eat fast, scarf something down.
英文呢表示狼吞虎咽呢，有几个单词我们一开始学到了一个 swallow 吞咽，第二个呢是我们学到了一个是 gulp。Down. 第三个呢是我们这段提到了最后一个词叫 scarf down, 但是大家注意了，这个 scarf 不是说我们披的那个围巾，而是一个动词 scarf down, 表示说那种吞咽的速度非常的快。
Now let's talk about babies real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know that babies have a hard time burping.
Right.
They need the help from their parents. But if they don't get burped, it can get nasty for the baby because that gas can accumulate and cause the baby pain.
下一点呢，希望大家注意了，特别是呢有孩子的朋友呢注意了，如果你的孩子吃完饭之后呢，尽量的让他打嗝，因为如果孩子不打嗝的话呢，那么这些气体呢会 accumulate in the baby's body, 那么这种情况呢对孩子呢会有一定的危险，所以呢我们尽量呢在孩子吃完饭之后呢，在他的后背呢轻轻的 a little pat、
yes.
will help.
Yes.Now, we have learned that burping is a natural thing. It's a process of the body.
Right.
But be careful if you burp too much. It could be a sign of some sort of health problem, like an ulcer, for example.
Right. 一般情况下呢，打嗝是没有问题的。但是呢，如果说你经常性的打嗝，特别呢，打嗝的次数过多的话呢，可能会我们身体有一些问题，可能说你的胃有溃疡了，需要 go to the hospital, see doctor.
Yes, get some medicine.
Right.That's why people burp and some of the health issues about burping.
Yeah, so a very gassy episode.
Right. All right, so this is the end of today's Youth English. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
电台外语广播中波774千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774.